On November 10th, a BC Supreme Court justice ruled that the province of British Columbia did not err in creating a municipality with no residents to facilitate the Jumbo Glacier Resort development. The Jumbo Resort is a large ski and recreation resort city proposed to be built on ecologically sensitive glacial land in the Purcell Mountains. The West Kootenay Eco Society, which is based in Nelson, launched the court challenge in 2013, arguing that the resort municipality with no residents violates provincial laws requiring municipalities to serve community interests. Senex Nation opposed the project because it will adversely affect ecological values in the area they call Piksmikun, white grizzly bear in the Senex language. The Jumbo Pass is an area of core sustenance for grizzly bears in the region and also home to ecologically significant wolverine, mountain goat, and west slope cutthroat trout populations. Jumbo is also an important transit area for the endangered mountain caribou. The nearby Tanaha Nation also opposes the proposed resort city, as do many others. People opposed say the planned luxury resort is financially unviable, will have adverse and irreparable effects on the ecosystem, and they worry because BC taxpayers will have to pay the maintenance of the necessary roads and amenities in support of this privately owned project. Many also believe that the BC government's process in approving the project has been undemocratic and improper. In 2009, the resort's developer Glacier Resorts Limited applied to the Regional District of the East Kootenay to have their site zoned for development. The RDEK sent it on to the provincial government. The government, encouraged by Minister Bill Bennett, responded by passing Omnibus Bill 41, which created a mountain resort municipality and appointed a mayor and council to make land use decisions for the Jumbo project. At that time of approval, the provincial government said in a press release they believed this resort municipality is the governance structure best suited to administering development of the resort. Project opponents call it a fake municipality, citing the fact that it has no residents, no infrastructure, and no tax base, and that its provincially appointed officials are accountable only to the Jumbo Resort Master Plan, therefore only to the minister and the project developer Glacier Resorts Limited. Here's what Eco Society Executive Director David Reed had to say about the judgment.
Unfortunately, I feel, you know, the question isn't truly totally answered because the judge chose to use a fairly narrow reading of the Local Government Act. So we'll continue to explore our options. But the bottom line for Eco Society is that the fight continues. And, you know, we've been fighting the Jumbo fight for 25 years. We're certainly not going to stop now. I think there's a lot of reason to believe that citizens can prevail in protecting our environment and, you know, getting what's best for our communities in the long term. And we just have to keep up that fight.